This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Team 980, Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on a Friday. Ben Standing coming up in about 25, 35 minutes here on the program. He's going to join us at noon as he does each and every Monday and Friday. There's been a lot of takes regarding the Commanders this offseason at various different platforms, most of which has been very, very positive about the offseason, about Jaden Daniels, about the way and the moves that Adam Peters has made. We played the clip from you yesterday from the latest Commanders Log episode, where even the coaching staff and the ownership group is getting in on the meme of let Adam Peters cook. But it is not all good across the major media sources. Here's what Damian Woody said on Get Up yesterday about Washington and potentially taking a step back in 2025.
I tested the play button on this this player like multiple times, and then when you throw to it, it just doesn't play.
There we go.
He took his team all the way to the NFC Championship game. What would constitute a successful second season after that debut act, particularly with all the pieces they've added, Damian Woody?
Jaden Daniels could have a better season, but the Washington Commanders might take a step back. I thought the Washington Commanders overachieved last year. Jaden Daniels was spectacular, no question about it. But if you look at the whole of the Washington Commanders, like, really, they shouldn't have been on the field with the Philadelphia Eagles last year. They actually might take a little bit of a step backwards. I think their defense is underwhelming, and some of these other NFC teams are on the come up, the Rams and some of these other teams. So Jaden Daniels could be better, but they might take a little bit of a step back.
Jeff, what do you think?
So
I
here's
think that's the proper level.
Yeah, I don't care. Sorry, Jeff Saturday. I don't care about Jeff Saturday. Here's the thing. I agree with some of what Damian Woody said. First of all, it's obvious. Yes, they overachieved. Are you kidding me? They had the number two overall pick the year prior, and they made it to the NFC Championship game. So yes, everybody should agree that they overachieved last year. What I agree with is that the defense is still not great. There are still holes on the defense, specifically guys that can get after the passer. They did not address that this offseason with a much more difficult schedule. And really no lulls in the schedule. Last year, there were a couple of periods in the schedule where you look at and you say, all right, not that a game in the NFL is easy, but this is going to be easy. There are none of those this year for Washington and their schedule. What I would push back on and say that if Jaden Daniels is better than what he was last year, that they are still going to be in a position where they're going to be competing in the NFC. If you think Washington is going to take a massive step back, I don't think that coincides with Jaden Daniels taking a step forward, because he was already a top five quarterback by nearly every statistical metric in 2024. If he gets better than that, the team that was led by their offense, unless the defense completely falls off a cliff, but in fairness, I don't think they can fall off a cliff because they weren't on a cliff. They weren't all that good last year. Jaden Daniels was overcoming a lot of it. They couldn't get off the field when they needed to. I've had so many people get at me for the Philadelphia game, and fans have thought that Washington has gotten much closer to Philadelphia. I think they've gotten closer. I still think Philadelphia is by far and away the best-built team in the NFL. The Commanders haven't done enough on the defensive side of the football to get pressure on the quarterback. You can point to plays in the NFC Championship and say, Denton, if this was different, the game looks different. And you're right. That holding call that was not called that led to a big play to A.J. Brown on a fourth down. Saquon Barkley, I think it was Luvu, he had him around the neck. That should have been called. The turnovers against Philadelphia sucked. Those need to be adjusted. The problem is that wasn't the first time that it happened against Philadelphia. So if you want to take it in a vacuum and say this would not happen again if you played them, you can say that, But it did happen twice against Philadelphia. That defense has a knack for turning the football over, something that Washington's defense hasn't had in years, decades at this point. I think the last team that did a really good job of being a turnover-forcing machine was that 2012 team. That's why they were able to make the deep playoff run, not the deep playoff run, but to make the playoff run that they did was because you had the offense playing well and you had the defense constantly getting off the field and not giving up long and sustained drives the same way that the defense did last year, specifically to Philadelphia. Los Angeles, I think, is going to be a better team this year in terms of better compared to what they were last year. I'm still taking Jaden Daniels over everybody in the NFC. Line them up, I don't care. Jalen Hurts, Stafford, whoever it is. If you like Jared Goff, I'll pray for you. But you can line him up in there too. Line them all up. I'm taking Jaden Daniels over all of them. The team, though, I don't think is built in a way that I feel incredibly comfortable with. And there's a lot of other people across the NFL media space that feels something similar. So Max sent me this article. It's from NFL.com, and it comes from Eric Edholm. We like Eric Edholm. Great guy, great guest. Comes on the program a lot. These are the top 10 most complete teams for the 2025 season, the most well-rounded squads. So he's ranking the rosters. He only does 10. Philadelphia is number one, duh. They literally won a Super Bowl without blitzing. When was the last time? I mean, we were screaming at the end of the season telling Joe Witt Jr. to blitz more because they couldn't get pressure with just four. They won a Super Bowl by getting pressure with just four. Washington is not there yet. Even if you think they've closed the gap, they have not closed the gap to that point. Suggesting so would be drinking the Kool-Aid. So Philadelphia is number one on this list. Baltimore is number two on this list. I think there's a gap there. The Ravens don't have good wide receivers. DeAndre Hopkins is ancient at this point. Maybe has a little bit of gas left in the tank, but who is Lamar going to throw to? Mark Andrews is old. Mark Andrews might come in with a little bit of the yips for how last season ended too, because, I mean, that ball was in his hands, and all of a sudden it wasn't in his hands anymore. So they got the Baltimore Ravens at number three, or at number two. Detroit at number three. I would put Detroit over Baltimore. It feels like they're leading because Lamar Jackson is the quarterback of Detroit. I wish the quarterback rankings were a little bit more consistent with this in terms of how much value you're putting in quarterbacks. You'll explain what I mean coming up here as we get down this list. Kansas City at four. They still don't have wide receivers, but fine. Buffalo at five. They still don't have wide receivers, but fine. None of the good AFC teams have wide receivers except for the Cincinnati Bengals. It's actually astonishing. Travis Kelce's old. At some point, he needs to retire and just be the trophy husband to Taylor Swift. She got billions of dollars, my man. Like, just enjoy the fruits of her hard work. They got Buffalo at number five. Their leading receiver, their number one wide receiver entering the 2025 season is Keon Coleman. And then it's a who's who. And not a who's who in a good way. It's like a literally, who is that? Who is who? Who is wide receiver two? Who is wide receiver three? Here's where I mention about the quarterback. Why I have a very big issue with this list. At number six is the Minnesota Vikings. Huh? The Minnesota Vikings with J.J. McCarthy, who has played zero real NFL games. They are six on this list. Defensively, great. Offensively, around J.J. McCarthy, T.J. Hockenson, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Jordan Mason, Aaron Jones. Good weapons. Really good weapons. 4-1 J.J. McCarthy. They added Jonathan Allen on defense. That defense last year was really, really good. They added Jonathan Allen. But that quarterback question is a really big question. Because however you feel about Sam Darnold, I don't love him. Generally speaking, Kevin likes him. I'm not going to say love. We've gotten into arguments about that. But Kevin likes him. I don't love Sam Darnold. I have no idea what J.J. McCarthy is. I have no idea. Nobody knows what he is. The guy literally hasn't played. I think there's going to be some sort of rude awakening from a lot of people in the media when they realize what C.J. Stroud did 2 years ago and what Jaden Daniels did last year. Those are not normal things. I know there's a lot of guys that are coming out of college who have played a lot of college football, but you don't just step into the NFL and be amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What happened with Stroud and Daniels was very much a once and a twice in a lifetime. It's a once in a lifetime thing that just happened to happen in consecutive years. Then I think you'll see a multi-year drought with top quarterbacks that get drafted, not exactly stepping into success immediately, which is totally normal, by the way. It shouldn't be that you want your guy like a J.J. McCarthy, where you're looking at anything less than 11 or 12 wins as a failure for him in year number one. Regardless, they have the Vikings at number six. They got Tampa Bay at number seven. Everybody loves Tampa Bay. They drafted one receiver in the first round, and it feels like everyone and their mother is all aboard the Tampa Bay Bucks hype train. They lose Liam Cohen, who is a great offensive mind with Baker Mayfield, yet still everyone's like, nope, all the way with Tampa Bay. All the way with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, they're on the come up. They play in a terrible division. They're going to win a lot of games. They're on the come up. They got Green Bay at number eight. They added a wide receiver in Matthew Golden in the draft. Defensively, I still think there's some questions there. They put San Francisco at number nine. Brock Purdy got paid. They lose Deebo Samuel, but they think Ricky Pearsall is going to be really good. Add a couple guys on defense, specifically in the draft. Mikael Williams, I thought, was a great pick for San Francisco. So they got San Francisco at number nine. And then at number 10, they have the Denver Broncos. You will notice I just listed 10 teams, none of which are the Washington Commanders. The Commanders, according to this article, and this is not the only one, I have another one, but according to this article, the Commanders are not a top 10 roster in the NFL. Unfortunately, there is not an explanation as to why they do not have a top 10 roster. I would say it's because of the defensive front. I think the defensive secondary is going to be fine. Somehow yesterday it got construed that I hate Marshon Lattimore. I don't. My suggestion yesterday was if you are going to acquire Jalen Ramsey, you might as well ditch the aging corner. If Lattimore is fully healthy, Lattimore can be a good player in this league. Full stop there. Do not hate Marshon Lattimore. I just don't need Marshon Lattimore and Jalen Ramsey to then stifle the growth of Mikey Sanderstill and Trey Amos, operating under the assumption that Mikey Sanderstill and Trey Amos are going to be around this organization and the backbone of the defensive backfield in a perfect world 40 years to come. I just don't want to stifle their growth by having two old dudes back there. I want one old dude. I don't need two old dudes back there. I don't hate Marshon Lattimore. I think the defensive backfield is fine for Washington. I think the linebacker group is fine for Washington. I think the front four is not fine. That must be the reason why they are not on the top 10 list here. Because I could do the same song and dance with the offense. Offensive line is fine. I'm very, very comfortable and confident with what they have going at the offensive line. Running back is kind of eh, but running back is not going to dictate the difference between a 7-win team and a 12-win team. That's not going to happen. Saquon Barkley was awesome last year for Philadelphia. They had the best offensive line and two really good wide receivers on the outside. That's why he was as good as he was. Derrick Henry was awesome for Baltimore last year. They had Lamar Jackson as a run threat. That was supposed to be what Brian Robinson was. Maybe not to that number in terms of rush yards and production, but he was supposed to be very similar, and he was not. So the running back position is weak on the offense, unless the 7th-round pick, Ja'Cory Crooksey-Merritt, becomes a superstar. It's possible. We've seen that happen deep in the draft before. Not plausible, though. So the running back position is weak. The front four is weak. But I would still take Washington's roster and put it above Denver, and I would borderline put them above Green Bay. Minnesota, even though I don't like J.J. McCarthy, you can make an argument for because defensively they're about as strong as they come. Green Bay, I really don't think is. I don't think Green Bay is monumentally better at any position than Washington is. Not a single one. In fact, I would argue that if you do a position-by-position breakdown, Washington would have the edge in nearly every single one. So them being ahead of the Commanders does not make a whole lot of sense to me. The other list that I have is a Pro Football Focus list, which did the same thing. They ranked Washington at 11. In the NFL. They ranked them as the 11th best roster behind more of the same. The only difference was the Texans were on this list and the Rams were on this list as well. So the 49ers did not make Pro Football Focus's top 10. And who was the other one that dropped? There was another team that dropped. The Packers, I don't think, were on the top 10 either. So the Packers and the 49ers were not in there, but the Texans and the Rams made Pro Football Focus's top 10. Washington made 11. Washington was above Green Bay, obviously, if Green Bay was not in the top 10 and Washington was 11. So they were above Green Bay. They were above San Francisco. San Francisco is going to be polarizing, I think, when you look at their roster build, because people still have this affinity for Kyle Shanahan, but everyone is seemingly on the fence about Brock Purdy. So I want to get your take on this. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Does Washington have a top 10 roster in the NFL right now? Are these lists wrong? Did they get it right? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Ben Standing is going to join us in 20 minutes. Your calls on this topic when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
All right, the Nats, they rally big in the 10th inning. They score 7 runs. That's the most in franchise history to beat the Seattle Mariners by a score of 9-3. Mackenzie Gore continues to show off his ace potential. He becomes the first pitcher in the MLB this season to reach 100 strikeouts. He pitched 6 innings, had 8 Ks, and only gave up 4 hits. The Knicks, they extend their series with the Indiana Pacers with a 111-94 win. Jalen Brunson gets back to his usual self, putting up 32-5-5. The Edmonton Oilers, they closed out the Dallas Stars last night. Connor McDavid scores the game-winning goal. They win 6-3. Tonight, it is a quiet night around the world of sports. The Nats will continue their West Coast road trip. They take on the Diamondbacks tonight at 9:10. Jake Irvin expected to start. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave, again, starts at 9:10. First pitch at 9:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.